Cases range in size from trinkets to full elephant tusks, all of it seized by federal agents. Bob Dreher is the associate director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And the point of the crush is to send a clear signal that this ivory is an illegal product, just like illegal drugs, and it should not be seen as an object of value.
The federal government treats wildlife trafficking as a national security threat because they say terrorist groups, including the Lord's Resistance Army and John Jaweed, support themselves through poaching. Over 20 states will consider ivory bans this year because federal rules don't apply to trade within a state's borders. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.